She moved about the table, searching for her place, although, as she glanced about for place cards, she noted that only a few seats were assigned. Trading her hunt from one form to another, she sought a familiar face, or at least somewhere she might have pleasant conversation. A table to the left boasted a good mix of young women and their husbands. She maneuvered through the pressing crowd and grasped the back of the only available chair. Her hand collided with another, larger one. She jerked away. A gentleman, tall and solidly built, stood nearby, and he drew back his own hand.
Pardon me.
I apologize.
I didn't realize.
They spoke at the same time. He grinned, a smile that traveled into his brown eyes, both pleasant and warm. Heat rose up her face as he stared.
Please, he said,
a kindness to his words.
Take the seat. I'll find somewhere else.
She scanned the room. Most of the available spots had been claimed.
Sir, are you and your wife looking to sit together?
A voice from the right interjected.
We can move and make space.
Then the ladies and gentlemen around the table shifted. Laura spotted a vacant chair across the table. Oh, please don't go to any trouble. We aren't together.
I thank you,
the brown-eyed man said to those at the table,
but it is wholly unnecessary. The lady and I are not acquainted, much less attached.
His gaze warmed her once more.
Though should I hold such a prize, I would not keep it secret.
A general mumbling surrounded her, with only few words discernible. Perhaps then, sir, a dark-haired woman directly to the stranger's right said, you can make good use of this opportunity. The temperature of Laura's cheeks rose again. Could she hope that they weren't as deeply red as the extent of the heat she felt?
I thank you,
the gentleman said, tossing a genial look in Laura's direction before turning back to the woman of raven hair.
Though I might hope, I would not dare presume the lady is unaccompanied.
He glanced about her, as if to ascertain the truth of his statement. Laura offered a small smile. I am here with my father, although he is engaged elsewhere for the meal. She met his gaze again. His very presence exuded a strength and calm, and perhaps a hint of joviality. If only she could shy away. But that wasn't possible, so she said, I would welcome the conversation. He nodded and pulled out the chair, gesturing for her to sit. She settled onto the red velvet cushion surface and watched as he took a seat as well. His shoulder brushed hers, and her uneven smile widened. Such nonsense. How was she so out of place? She had been in the presence of other, perhaps even more handsome men without faltering, but there was something about him that drew her in and set her at ease. He turned, now facing her. No doubt the embarrassment was easily discerned upon her features. She had always done poorly at hiding her feelings.
John Patterson.
He leaned closer. Her breath caught. Pardon?
My name? John Patterson.
His smile quirked. Did he find this amusing?
Though only my mother calls me John. To everyone else, I'm Jack.
Laura Millington. She offered her gloved hand, an action she quickly regretted. As his fingers enclosed hers, a tingling sensation spread up her arm. She pulled back faster than was necessary. Could he see how he affected her? She prayed not. It is good to meet you. No matter how she attempted to rein in her reaction to the myriad of sensations, it was for naught. The couple to Mr. Patterson's right spoke, and he turned his attention on them. She looked about, hoping to find someone else at the table with whom to make conversation. But as she leaned away from Mr. Patterson, her elbow bumped into the outstretched arm of the man beside her. An arm that had reached for his glass of wine, a glass of wine that now splattered over his stark white shirt.